You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 to 6. Moreover, brethren, I will not that ye should be ignorant how that our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink from the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Now you will notice that the same person who wrote about us being saved by grace through faith is the same person who has written this, and that is Paul. You will again notice that the entire scripture is one. There is no Old Testament, New Testament. Those divisions were done by Bible scholars. We have Old Testament, we have New Testament contained in the scriptures, but the Bible itself wasn't divided into Old Testament and New Testament. Men did that, maybe for easy understanding. So because you will see that the journey of the children of Israel, which you will find in Exodus, was actually written for us. They were written as a warning to us. If we are not in danger of what happened to them, the scriptures will not have been written to us. You will also notice that the rock they drank water from, that rock was Christ. Now, if not that we have the benefit of reading it in Corinthians, how would we have known? So you will see that everything in the scripture points men to Jesus. Jesus is that food. Do you know that spiritual meat they ate was also Christ? That water they drank from was also Christ. So if you think that we have Christ, nothing can happen, we can misbehave, then you have missed it completely. In fact, we have much more responsibility not to misbehave. For unto whom much is given, much is expected. So it says in verse 5 that, but with many of them God was not well pleased. God brought them out of Egypt. They drank spiritual water. They drank spiritual food. They crossed the Red Sea together. They witnessed all the powers and the miracles of God. They saw all of that. They saw the blessings of God. They enjoyed good health. They enjoyed good food. They enjoyed good water. They saw the power of God. But at the end of the day, God was not pleased with them, and they were overthrown in the wilderness. And then he says in verse 6, now these things were written, were our example, to the intent that we should not lust after the evil things as they lusted. So they did evil, and because of that, they were overthrown in the wilderness. Let nobody give you any false assumption that because we are in Christ, it doesn't matter what we do. In fact, that in itself shows that people do not know what it means to be in Christ. Because if Jesus came to save us and we are truly saved, how then will we be manifesting behavior and characters of people who are not saved? What then were we saved from? So in subsequent podcasts, we will begin to look one after the other at some of the things that they did, that the scripture is warning us. Warning us by the apostles through the Holy Spirit that we should not do any of these things. This scripture is written by the Holy Ghost. He inspired the apostle to write it to us so that we also do not lust after the things they lusted. So it's a warning to us. It means there is a possibility for us to suffer the same fate, for us to suffer the same consequence in our journey with the Lord. But we are being warned. We have the privilege to see the mistake of others. You know, it's like being a last born. I am a last born, so I understand this in a different sense. I could see all those who are before me. I could see their mistakes, and it's much easier for me to learn from it. You know, that's one of the blessings of being a last born. You know, being a last born, you may not like some of the chores, some of the activities you will do. But one of the privileges you have as a last born is that you are able to see how others made certain decisions that you too are coming to make, and you can learn from it. We are the last born. We can learn from others who had gone before us. And by God's grace, we will start looking at some of those things they did in subsequent podcast. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.